UN Arab League envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Ibrahimi, made his first visit to Lebanon since taking up his post. During his brief stop, Ibrahimi met with Lebanese President Michel Suleiman, Parliament Speaker Nabih Berri, and Premier Najib Mikati. The UN envoy statements appeared to imply that a main focus of his talks was preventing the Syrian unrest from spreading beyond Syria's borders into countries like Lebanon.
Neighboring countries should know that the crisis cannot remain in Syria's borders forever. It should either be addressed or it will spread and become all-consuming.
Lebanon has witnessed sporadic clashes between pro- and anti-Syrian groups. These clashes, which have erupted in the northern Lebanese city of Tripoli, led to a number of deaths and injuries. Lebanon's political landscape is strongly divided on Syria. Hezbollah and other factions are strong allies of the government, while the March 14 alliance is known for its enmity to the Assad leadership. Hezbollah has been accused of fighting alongside government forces, but the movement's leader, Said Hassan Nasrallah, strongly denies such involvement. On the other hand, March 14 has been accused of facilitating the transfer of arms to the armed groups in Syria. The Lebanese army has spoken of arms smuggling across Lebanon's eastern and northern borders with Syria, and both these border areas are considered March 14 territory. Halting arms trafficking has been one of the main demands of the UN envoy.
He might be, you know, working with the government and force it to stop arms smuggling across the border to keep Lebanon true to its declared position, which is dissociation from the Syrian conflict on both sides.
Ibrahimi has called for the implementation of a ceasefire beginning on the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. The Syrian government and opposition groups have expressed conditional readiness for this step. Amid the rising tensions between Turkey and Syria, there are growing voices expressing concern over a spillover of Syrian violence. Given Lebanon's reputation for being prone to instability, it could be the biggest victim of such a spillover. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.